theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1.
What's going on, everybody? How are you, Quinn?
Good. How are you, my love?
I'm very good. Thank you very much for asking. It's a great day. Energized, ready to hit it hard. And I'm excited to share with our friends a little bit of our recent adventure.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring you all an update on the vaccine trial.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we had the last update, but we have lots to update you on.
Yeah.
Now.
For sure. The last update was when we got our very first shot. It was a very exciting experience.
Very exciting.
I mean, there's not many adventures that are going on right now. So this is definitely something that we embrace. We're excited to be a part of it and grateful to be a part of it. It is a monumental part of history, in all honesty.
Absolutely. To just be on a very small part of this team who is making history. And, you know, it's just really, it's certainly a worthy adventure. And we do feel like it's a bit of an adventure. I mean, we've never been in a trial before for any sort of medications, let alone a vaccine that's just come out, you know? Yeah. And so,
That's in warp speed.
Warp speed.
I mean, that's quoted.
Yeah.
Like, really.
And as we're recording it today, Johnson & Johnson, the Janssen vaccine, is still in the hands of the FDA. They're still reviewing it. And they have not yet approved it for distribution yet.
Not yet.
But soon to come.
Soon to come, and we're all very excited about that because it just provides us with more weapons to really help us get to a point where we can start, you know, taking off our mask and socializing a little bit more, and we're going to get there.
Absolutely. But
it is a little bit of a battle, and right now one of the biggest issues is there's a huge demand for the vaccine, but there's a limited supply of the vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't it, you said that recently that you went on the website to like see what it was like. Can you just like tell them really quick?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, it all varies depending on the state that you're in and the county that you're in, right? Which I think is, you know, we're all trying to figure this out. But we're in Pinellas County in Florida. And so I went online. So in our county, Walmart, Publix, and Walgreens were all offering the vaccine, which I was like, wow, this is kind of a lot of companies that are out there, right?
Not every single store, but some of them that they specifically chose. And
it's not throughout the whole county. So you have to really choose and see based on your location, right? And it's only 65 and up right now. Mm-hmm. Like that's pretty much in our essential workers, you know, frontline workers and whatnot.
And so you're just on the website, just to be clear, not to get the vaccine,
but
being curious and wanting to see how this process is going for the majority of people in our county.
Exactly. I just wanted to know what it would be like if someone was trying to get a vaccine right now. Like, is it, are there a lot of slots? Is it difficult? You know, what is it like? And so I went on the Publix one and the Walmart one. The Walmart one was pretty clear. No slots available. We're completely full. Publix, I went on, and it was pretty interesting. It had like a calendar and like the different locations that were offering it, because not all of Publix was ready to offer it. They're all trying to revamp and get ready. So they're rolling it out as they're able to do that. But the website had a calendar, but then you clicked on it and it was like kind of like it was frozen, and then you went in and you're like, oh, okay. It just obviously they don't have any appointments. It's obviously overloaded. So it's great news in terms of people wanting to get the vaccine.
Right.
Right. I'm really happy about that, because that was one of the initial things that we were concerned about. That was that people, not enough people would be willing to take the vaccine.
Yeah.
That's obviously not the case.
There's a huge demand. Yeah. Our nurse went on to the Publix site too, and she saw, I believe it was around like 5,000 vaccines that were posted for that day.
Yeah.
And within 15 minutes, she said it instantly went to zero.
Yeah.
That's crazy. There's so many people who are trying to get online and trying to do it. And it's a battle to get it. So we're grateful that we're being able to do whatever we can to try to provide more vaccines for greater distribution, which is hopefully it will be released very soon as just one shot. And that's going to be a game changer.
It will be a game changer. And I will say, I'm really happy to see, and I hope this continues more than anything, is that it's randomized, right? Yeah. So if you're in the tier that you're allowed to get the shot, you can't pay more to get it. It really is like an equalized distribution system.
I think that's a great thing.
I think it's a really good thing personally too. And I hope that continues on, but really exciting. And once the Johnson & Johnson shot is approved, that's going to be a huge game changer, like you said, in terms of distribution. And I mean, places like Walgreens would be able to take more on than just 5,000. It'll just be one shot.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. No worries about pulling it out of the fridge and mm-hmm. then, you know,
yeah, it doesn't need to be cooled down to like, what was it, negative 93 degrees or something insane.
Really low.
And so this is going to be something that you could actually store in just your own home refrigerator if you had to do so.
It's true. Yeah. So really interesting. So let's talk about, we've had two appointments since we talked to you guys.
Yeah. So just to remind you all, we did the Johnson & Johnson Janssen vaccine, and we signed up for this in October, November. I mean, we tried. It was like, we wanted to participate in it. There's a few vaccines that they're doing trials for. The other main one that they're doing in the United States is Novavax. And we went through some ups and downs of hurdles of which one are we going to get. Grateful that I believe it was just at the beginning of January, we got an appointment to do the first few days of the study, which is honestly a ton of paperwork, ton of signing documents, ton of different tests from blood work to weighing ourselves and all this other stuff. And after we gone through that whole process, we got our shot, and we got our shot in January.
We did. We got our shot. And just to be clear too, if you hadn't listened to the other two podcasts, the Johnson & Johnson Ensemble 1, which is what that's a trial that the FDA is approving right now. So the mm-hmm. trial that we're in right now is not the same as the one that already went through the three phases. That's right. Called Ensemble 1. We're in what's called Ensemble 2 with Johnson mm-hmm. & Johnson Janssen vaccine, where we're actually testing out a booster shot. So, yeah.
So it's the exact same shot as the Ensemble 1, the one that is hopefully going to be approved in the next few days. But we're also getting an additional booster of the exact same medication on day 57.
Exactly. So we had a lot of paperwork. We got our first shot. No real side effects, you know.
And you can't tell. So once again, this is a 50-50 odd if we actually got the shot or if we got a placebo, if we got, you know, a fake shot. And, you know, I think here, we'll just give a quick summary. I felt a little bit of a headache, but it could have been anything. It may not have been the vaccine. It honestly could have been just whatever I ate that day.
Yeah, and I had some muscle aches, but I'm not sure if that was from the shot itself or from me working out a lot more that week. And so, I mean, and the truth is, you know, the placebo effect is pretty real. I mean, it is very real in science and research and whatnot. But what's interesting is that we learned in terms of a shot placebo, you know, the actual, the placebo, the saline that they have in the shot can actually affect you as well in different ways, depending on, you know, your body and how it reacts to it. So you really have no idea.
Yeah. They even made the vial like yellow.
Yeah.
For, like, they wrapped it with a yellow tape. So we have, it all looks like it's very yellow medication, but in reality, it's probably clear, but they didn't want us to have any possible guesses based on the differentiation of the color, anything like that. So it was really exciting. And
it was fun. And in the weeks after that, leading up to our next appointment, we had no symptoms or anything like that. So we were both, you know, just chilling. It was fine. I mean, it was really actually a very pleasant experience.
Yeah.
And then we had our next appointment, and this appointment really was pretty brief. It was probably the briefest meeting we've had so far.
Well, we thought it was going to be briefer than it was supposed to be because it was really just more of a check-in, you know, how's your temperature? How you feeling? You know, anything we need to know. But then they gave us this like really big contract, like 33 pages. And I'm like, why are we doing another contract? We already signed all the contracts. And they said that we had to make some updates to it, and therefore you need to read through the whole thing, and if you agree with it, then we can proceed with the trial. So I was a little bit nervous. Were you feeling a little nervous?
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, what? How much has changed in just a few weeks?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long of time. And we already, at that point, already had the first shot. So it's like, what updates are you giving us now? You know, it's too late to go back. So yeah, we had to read the whole thing to find the updates, which was a little bit frustrating. It's not like they easily highlighted it for us. But then when we found them, we really realized that it could actually be a little bit of good news.
Yeah. So really interesting. This addendum is what they call it. So this is like, you know, IRB, which is basically the
review board.
The review board for all experiments done with humans specifically. Yeah. And they actually did this addendum just 2 days after our very first appointment when we got our shot. So, you know, it really was just right away. And it's great because what was going on at the same time, it's a very interesting and different scenario that most clinical trials are going through because of the warp speed nature of what they're trying to do. They're trying to get this done as fast as possible.
Right.
And so they're trying to update, you know, the volunteers as things are happening, because yeah. other vaccines are already being distributed in our throughout our population, yeah. right? And so some of the individuals in this trial specifically might have the ability to get another vaccine through Pfizer or Moderna that are mm-hmm. already approved and being distributed
without having 50-50 odds of it being a placebo.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so, and they don't, and I think, you know, Johnson & Johnson, I will say this, like, whoever's behind the team of really putting these research studies together, brilliant.
Yeah, for sure.
Really brilliant, because they're doing this in a very dynamic situation that is constantly changing, like, day to day.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out what's the best way to ensure our volunteers are protected and everything like that, mm-hmm. but we can still collect data. And this is a really interesting experiment in terms of, you know, like, how is this all going to work? You've got three different vaccines. Two yeah. have already been approved. Actually, you have four. Yeah. Novavax and Johnson and Johnson are trying to get approved yeah. next. And the more, the better, yeah. pretty much, to get everyone vaccinated. So they basically, this addendum describes what would happen, right? If right. you were to have the opportunity to get another shot from a different provider.
Yeah.
And they encourage you to do that. They basically say, you can go unblinded, and we highly encourage you to go. And actually, you don't have to drop out of the experiment now.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can actually go and get your Pfizer, your Moderna shot. You already got the Johnson & Johnson shot. So mm-hmm. why don't you just keep on coming back yeah. and keep getting paid to come back, because they want the data.
Yeah, they want the data to see, because they have the data on what it's like for an individual who didn't get the vaccine, but did everything the exact same as an individual who did get the vaccine. But there are also other vaccines available, so they can also collect the data from those individuals who got the vaccine from another group, and then have that be a comparison
yeah.
to the groups that they're doing in this study.
Exactly.
And so they keep them in the trial itself. So
exactly. Is there anything basically, in there? Yeah, and basically what they're trying to do is they're just trying to understand how these antibodies, how long they're lasting mm-hmm. and how well they're defending mm-hmm. for how long, right? Basically. Yeah. So it's really, really interesting. And the other part that they really wanted us to understand is, obviously, we all know this is a volunteer basis. You can drop out at any time. You can go right. unblinded and everything. But say the FDA does approve mm-hmm. the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is most likely to happen probably in the next week or two mm-hmm. as we're recording this. Once that happens, they're basically proposing that they're likely to unblind everyone.
Yeah.
They want everyone to know whether they got the placebo or not. If you did not get the placebo, you got the shot. Awesome. You got not one, but you're most likely going to get two
yeah.
of the Johnson & Johnson. So keep on doing your thing. Stay in the trial. You're fine.
Yeah.
And that's really rare. That's right. really rare in a clinical trial like this. Yeah. So
basically, if you got the vaccine in the trial, then you just keep on doing the trial just exactly. as if you nothing changes. But if you did get the placebo and they unblind it and they see that you did not get the vaccine, you got a fake vaccine, mm-hmm. then they will at that point say, we're going to give you the vaccine right now, and we're going to basically start you as if it's day one and you're a participant in this study to still see the effectiveness of getting two shots of the Johnson & Johnson. So you're still going to be included, which we thought was great news.
It's like such great news.
For us, I'm really grateful for it. And for science itself, I mean, this is fast forwarding the process to enable them to get the data, because as we're seeing all these new variants come out, mm-hmm. it's kind of becoming acknowledged that as it's morphing, they're going to have to start changing the vaccines, whether it's going to be best to get maybe the Pfizer and then the Moderna one as your booster, or mm-hmm. maybe vice versa with the Johnson & Johnson. Or even though Johnson & Johnson's getting approved as a single shot, they may find that it's significantly better to get two of the shots.
Exactly. So there's probably most likely going to be some sort of a hybrid,
mm-hmm.
you know, that is the optimal
yeah.
Thing that we continue to kind of manipulate and try out and whatnot
yeah.
in the years to come, because yeah. this is not like a one-time thing. But
yeah.
it is really, I think that what Johnson & Johnson is basically saying is also, like, if you got the placebo, no matter who you are, whether you got it or you didn't, you're in our priority group.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to wait on the system with the federal government or your state or local governments to get right. the shot, regardless of your age. you volunteered, you came in, and we're going to make sure you're taken care of. Mm-hmm. So once it's approved, we got all of those new shots coming to your research group. You mm-hmm. got to come back in. You might have to restart the process as if you got your first shot day right. one, right? Yeah. And then you come in again for your shot two, just like you did before, mm-hmm. which is totally fine. Yeah. But it's really amazing that the focus is to really take care of not just the volunteers mm-hmm. who, you know, decided to say like, hey, let's do this, yeah. you know, for the better of the world. But it's also, I think it puts a lot of the researchers at ease also.
Yeah.
Right? This is a very different type of a trial. And yeah. this addendum was really actually very exciting to both of us.
Right. Yeah. So there's one thing that I want to break, like clarify on what you're saying too, that's a benefit to the researchers is in doing so, by them giving this extra amount of vaccine to have all the participants get the vaccine, they're also looking at the possibility of providing the researchers, yeah. the doctors, the nurses with the vaccine, because even though they're, you know, important personnel, like, you know, they're doctors and nurses that are really making a significant positive impact on getting rid of this virus, they're not included in that top tier group mm-hmm. to be prioritized because they're not working in a hospital or in a doctor's office. They're right. working for a private company that does the medical research. And so, yeah. it's very exciting that like, so everyone's like really excited in the office for this new contract that we signed. And we're very, very hopeful that soon it will be approved by the FDA. And then at that point, we will hopefully hear some news of if we got it or if we didn't. And then if we didn't, then we get to get the real thing. And if we did, then we know that we got it.
Exactly. So after we signed this addendum, that was pretty much it, right? And then mm-hmm. we knew we had to wait for a couple more weeks and we were going to come back and get our second shot, which we were both really excited yeah, for.
Which just happened yesterday.
So that just happened yesterday. And I think, you know, when we went in, it's really fun actually in a weird way. You kind of feel like you're on the team.
Yeah.
You get to know everyone, you get mm-hmm. to know the investigators, you get to know the nurses, and everyone's so nice. And they actually, you know, they're very open and honest, like just ask away, you yeah. know?
And we do.
we really do. So, you know, we got to see everyone again. You know, we go first thing in the morning. We're usually the first appointment. And so we walk in and we now get to be in the same room together as yep. husband and wife, which is kind of nice. Fun. Yeah. yeah. And then they go through the paperwork, which is now they did not provide another addendum. So yeah. the one that we had in the first meeting, that's still good.
Yeah. From the last one. Right.
But once the FDA approves it, I'm sure they will put it out another one, for which sure. we'll have to sign.
What they said is they expect that they already have that one ready, that contract ready to go, but they're just waiting for the FDA's approval, which at this point, I think we're all very confident that it will get approved. Yeah. I mean, this is a crazy time where we need the vaccines more than anything. And I think that it's going to, from what the early data said, it was quite effective. And I think that they're going to approve it. And as soon as they approve it, the research groups are expecting that they're going to get the contract sent to them right away.
Yep.
And then they'll start reformatting their schedule with individuals based on who got the placebo and who didn't. And so we got our second dosage and we weren't as scared this time. I mean, I feel like we kind of knew what we were getting into and everyone was so nice again. They didn't do that many tests on us. I was Mm-mm. really expecting we were going to be there for like 3 or 4 hours. I was ready to give blood. I made sure I ate high sugar foods and
yeah.
got our iron tablets swallowed down and we were ready to go. And in all honesty, all they said is all we're doing is just verifying everything's fine with you. And then we're basically going to send the order to the pharmacist and mm-hmm. in within the same facility. And then they'll get the vaccine ready. And the pharmacist is the only person who knows if you got it or if you didn't. And then they'll prep it for the doctor and the doctor will come into the room. And I was number 58 for yep. this research facility. So I was first. And I wasn't too nervous. I was like, this time I'm going to watch. And so I rested my arm and I was ready to go. And she put it in pretty freaking hard. And I was pretty happy about it.
yeah.
I was like, this time there's no question. It was 100% in my arm. And after they did the full shot, you know, calculating everything, how long the needle was in my arm for, all that stuff. Then they made me wait for 15 minutes. And during that 15 minutes, I get to watch my wife get her shot.
Yeah. And that was really interesting. I mean, I really don't like getting poked by shots or anything like that. But it was okay. I think that, yeah, the second time around, you're like, I feel comfortable with these people. You know, it's the whole time. It just, you know, you can't help but think like, this is amazing, you know, that we're all a part of this. And you kind of just, yeah, you just kind of forget like, okay, whatever, it's just a poke. Like, it's going to be over in a second. So, yeah. It was really interesting also. Yeah. Like you said, we didn't need to like provide any blood or vitals or anything like that. It was very much, it was pretty simple. It was just the shot. Mm-hmm. Primarily, I'm assuming that's because they already have the data for the first one. They're really just looking for the antibodies at the second one.
Yeah.
And so once we got the second shot, now the next time we go back on our next appointment, that's primarily what they're going to be looking at. They're going to draw our blood and they're going to want to see how many more antibodies. So when we first got the shot, that first, meeting when they drew our blood, they were really trying to see, do we already have antibodies?
That was before we got the shot.
And we're happy to say and report, because I don't think we put it on any of the other episodes.
Well, I only found mine out yesterday,
is that we both tested negative for any antibodies for COVID-19. So we never have ever had it.
Yeah, we thought you almost had it once, and that was a scary time. And I'm still very confident you had some kind of travel virus. You know, we were traveling from Asia to Europe and Europe to California, up to Washington. It was a long, long, long trip.
I definitely picked up something because it knocked me out. And it was very similar to the symptoms of, you know, COVID-19.
Really bad
and
cough.
This was early, like this was March 2020 when it was really just coming to fruition in the United States. And it was in Washington State, which is where we were.
It was just exploding in Europe. And we were just living in Europe for like four weeks or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So
it made a lot of sense. We did the right thing by being cautious about it, but we didn't know. We didn't like go to the doctors and make a whole thing about like getting the test, because I mean at that time it was so unknown and super scary.
Probably tell our friends, we should tell Terry, our friend who was like our nice friend who's a nurse, and when we went to Washington, she like totally got that we wanted to quarantine just in case, even though everyone else was like, who cares, no one was really taking it too seriously at that point. But because she was a nurse, she was like 100% you quarantine, she would bring us food and everything. So we should tell Terry that I wasn't positive for COVID-19, but we took all the right precautions. And I think that's
that.
Like in the future, I mean, I think that's, don't go to work if you're sick. I mean, this is
kind of
like,
going to be a game changer. Like that is going to be fully expected. Everyone's going to be so pissed off if you come to work with a cough. Like, what are you doing here? Are you inconsiderate?
Yeah, 100%. So we were both really happy to hear that, though. I mean, regardless of if you're asymptomatic or if it doesn't really, you know, necessarily take you to the hospital, this is not a virus that you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really interesting. So our next appointment, we got the shot. And, you know, said bye to our friends. We have to wait 15 minutes always just in case anything happens.
And I'm happy to say neither of us fainted.
No.
None of us had a moment. How did we feel? I felt pretty good.
It's fine,
I didn't feel any difference at all
this
time. And then when we went home, I honestly didn't feel, I mean, I was a little tired, but I also just went to an appointment at 7:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
So that could have been nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have no idea, in all honesty. Was our arm sore? Yours was a little bit tender.
It was a little bit when I woke up this morning, but I think, I mean, these are pretty big shots. I mean, they're not huge, but I think it's, you really just don't know. I think that's a cool thing. I'm not even going to try to guess
because
I really don't want to. And I'm just would rather just look at the data.
And soon we're going to know.
So we were thinking that maybe we would be able to know by that appointment. But obviously the FDA had a lot of other stuff that they had to do. Yeah. But now they're fully focused on the Johnson & Johnson one. So we're pretty sure that by our next appointment for sure, which is going to be mid-March.
Yeah, March 17th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 4 weeks from our last appointment.
Yesterday,
at that point we think we'll get a new contract. They'll tell us right there if we didn't get the vaccine, and if one of us or both of us, and if we didn't, then I think on that day they'll give us the first dose of the vaccine.
Yep.
But this is also saying that a lot of things will have to go right. So I'm not 100% confident that all of it's going to be set up perfectly for that to just flow. And if it doesn't, then that's perfectly fine. And then, you know, our next appointment after the 17th is another 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I really do think that they'll be able to get everything going for us. But there's so many hurdles. They got to get the contracts approved. They got to get FDA approval.
Yep.
And then it's not just us. I mean, our ensemble too was a group of 30,000 individuals in the United States alone. And 15,000 individuals got the vaccine and 15,000 did not.
Yep.
So then they're going to have to send a new set of vaccines for those 15,000 that didn't. And then they also are going to have to unblind those in Ensemble 1,
mm-hmm.
which was the single shot of Johnson & Johnson. So it's a lot that they're going to have to put together. I'm hopeful they can do it. I mean, this is a crazy time, and we are in warp speed.
It is.
So it's very plausible, but I'm not going to, I don't want to have an expectation. I'm going into it, and I'm doing my job, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, I think that's the way to go. I think that's the mentality you should have, but I do, I have to say, we'll emphasize this over and over again, the way that the research group with Johnson & Johnson is rolling this out, I do think that they've got their stuff together. They know scenario 1, 2, or 3 is going to happen. And if scenario 1 happens, okay, 2, 3. And they have been really communicative to the researchers. And I think that's a huge part of this whole process, because the researchers then are very communicative to us as the volunteers. And it makes for this, it fosters a kind of an environment where you do trust the whole process. And I think, obviously, Johnson & Johnson, I mean, once the one shot happens, I think the distribution across the country is going to be...
It's going to be a game changer.
It's going to be a huge game changer. So,
and we kind of... I'll be fully honest. We had a little bit of an idea that this was possible, that they would unblind everyone. Yeah. We weren't sure, but, you know, Pfizer announced that they were doing the same thing in December. And I was like, oh, that's great news. And they were very grateful for all the participants. And then I always thought about Johnson & Johnson. It's my favorite brand with Johnson & Johnson as a baby. It's the No Cry shampoo. Yeah. I don't want tears eyes. And I always thought about those commercials, and I was like, oh, they're so kind, so sweet. And I was like, maybe they'll be so kind and so sweet to us volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so we were hopeful. And I have to say, it's been really great news that they're going to unblind us. And so hopefully by March 17th, if not by March 17th, add 2 weeks to that. And hopefully at that point, they'll unblind us. And
exactly.
Onward we go.
You know what? I think that it's really interesting, because we really do talk to these researchers, the doctors and whatnot, ask them so many questions. And they
do.
I think one of the really interesting things that we've been, I don't know if it's necessary, it's not really published on the news or anything like that, but this is something that gets emphasized over and over again of really how well all of these different pharmaceutical companies are working together. Mm-hmm. That this is a time where everyone's kind of come together. Yeah. Johnson & Johnson, I don't know if anyone knows this, but they are basically selling the vaccine to the federal government at cost. They're making no profit off of it, which I think is kind of cool in general. But besides that, what Johnson & Johnson is doing essentially, well, Pfizer unblinded all of their participants and made sure that they all got vaccinated.
Yeah.
And Pfizer then went on to tell the people over at Johnson & Johnson, this is what we did. It worked really well.
Yeah.
You should do this too. And they're like, 100%, this is great. And then what Johnson & Johnson is doing is basically they're gathering data for Pfizer and Moderna with their own volunteers.
They're sharing it all.
And like, they're sharing
really
the data.
This is really a huge team effort. I mean, this is an amazing coming together for the better of mankind.
Well, this is how innovation flourishes.
Absolutely.
You know, when you don't have restrictions of like patents and you're trying to keep it secret, where you're actually sharing knowledge with other, you know, capitalist companies that can really do great work. Like, you know, two minds are always better than one.
Absolutely.
And so it's really kind of, I just can't say enough how exciting this is in the world of, you know, medical innovation. And we're pretty lucky.
Yeah. I'm honored to be a part of it. And we hope that you all get a vaccine. And I want to end this podcast episode specifically by answering a question that a lot of our friends and family have been asking us directly since we've been involved in the vaccine trials, is should I wait for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? And in all honesty, this is my opinion. You can say yours. I just think if you can get a vaccine, go get a vaccine. I mean, the sooner we can get vaccinated, the better. And, you know, everyone's got a different body. You know, talk to your doctor about like your age and what vaccine may be best for you and your own personal situation. Maybe it's more convenient to get the single dose versus the double dose. But at this point, if you can get a vaccine scheduled, get it scheduled and get your booty in there, because I can't wait for us to be able to give hugs again. We're going to get there. It's going to be great.
I miss hugs.
Yes.
I'm grateful you're a hugger too. I couldn't agree with you more, my love. I really think when you have the opportunity, when your name is called, take the call, do what's right, and just whichever one you can get, just get it, please.
Yes, please.
It's best for you and for all around you. So we'll keep you guys updated. We don't have our next appointment for another month or so. So we'll definitely be able to record after that. And hopefully we'll be able to share whether or not we got the shot already.
That'll be so fun.
Which will be kind of fun. So stay tuned, my friends. And thanks so much for listening. If you get a chance, please do subscribe and rate us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify.
Yep.
It really helps us out a lot. And we are so looking forward to talking to you all tomorrow.
Thanks again.
See you then. Bye.